No matter what you have chosen to do at this point, keep in mind where you hope to be in 5 years. An employer may ask the same question, and it will be a little bit more of a jarring experience. They are hoping to see you have thought about it and that you are taking thoughtful steps at achieving what you have set out to do. This is another interview question that you should consider when practicing for an interview, but it is also something that you should workshop in your free time. It will help you understand how to manage juggling between your personal life and your career path, a crossroads that is exceedingly difficult to level out. How to begin creating your 5-year plan. 1. Where have you been? In starting to create your plan, figure out what you did to get where you are. Reflect on the interview process and try to recall where you were really impressive and where you fell flat. Example, perhaps you worked in a newsroom in college and then became a production assistant when you began your career. Which aspects of that were more appealing to you? Create a list of the things that stand out to you as accomplishments throughout your career. Were they meaningful to you? Did they lead to another place where you found a sense of fulfillment? These could be great indicators of what to continue to work toward and what to leave behind. Understanding your accomplishments and how they made you feel will be an excellent tool in finding out where you want to go next. Take a moment to use the above chart and fill out the top 3 things you feel you have accomplished. When you are done, rate them. 1 being the most fulfilling, 3 being the least. 2. Where do you hope to go? After you've uncovered some of the things that have resonated with you, start to think about the possible places it can take you. If you have a clear vision of a project that you think you can handle, write it in a box with some notes on how you can get there. When you get a clear idea of what your ambitions are, rate those as well. Which ones are in your power to complete right now? Which will take some time to organize? These things will help you uncover where you might be within the next 1 to 2 years of your career. 3. What are your strengths? In looking at what you have achieved, it is important to start identifying how you got there. If you have already uncovered the answer to "What are your weaknesses?" back in Chapter 2, then your strengths should not be far behind. Knowing your strengths will be helpful in uncovering what your next step should be in your career. When you are looking to the future, you can take the time to concentrate on what makes you continue to find success. After you do understand your strengths, it will aid you in understanding better how you can use your identified tools to get you to the next step of where you want to be. Once you understand the tools you have, you can better understand how well you can and will learn to use them. 4. What do you value most? What drives you? Of what is uncovered at this point, you should be able to clearly see what strengths you have. Some innate desire to succeed, as well as your own personal driving forces, is the pivotal foundation of these strengths. Take a look at the tables you have completed above. Ask yourself what you needed to do in order to achieve those goals. Also, ask yourself how you are going to maintain the tools in your arsenal to achieve your next set of goals.